Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling something that I think is really important, even if you're not a tech person, IT governance and management.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to learn why it matters for any business, and I bet you we can even connect it back to how it impacts your daily life.
I think so, too, yeah.
Our guide for this deep dive is a chapter from a book on information systems auditing.
Okay.
It's written by Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
MKK.
MKK, yeah. But this isn't just theory. He's based in Bangalore, and get this, he's done 98 consulting engagements around the world.
Wow.
So he's seen firsthand what works, what doesn't.
Yeah, that's a lot of real-world experience for sure.
Okay, so to kick things off, I think the first thing we need to do is define IT governance in simple terms.
Sure.
Like, what is it really about?
So IT governance, it's all about making sure technology investments actually help the business succeed.
Okay.
It's not just about, you know, buying the latest gadgets.
Right.
It's about using tech strategically to create value.
So it's about alignment.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure things are working together.
Uh-huh.
The chapter mentions COBIT. What is that?
So COBIT stands for Control Objectives for Information and Related Technologies.
Okay.
And it's a framework developed by ISCA. And it's essentially a set of best practices to help organizations get the most out of their IT investments.
Okay, so COBIT provides a roadmap for good IT governance, but like, does it actually make a difference in the real world?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
IT governance expert Peter Weil actually states that strong IT governance is the biggest predictor of value from IT.
Wow.
So in other words, if you get IT governance right,
yeah,
you're much more likely to see a positive impact on your bottom line.
Okay, so let's make this real for our listeners.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of a company that really nailed IT governance?
Sure.
And maybe one that didn't?
Yeah, so let's imagine two competing retailers. We'll call them Tech Savvy and Tech Trouble.
Oh, I like it.
Tech Savvy invests in a new inventory management system, and it's tightly integrated with their online store and their supply chain.
Yeah.
This allows them to optimize stock levels, reduce waste, and offer faster delivery to customers.
Nice.
Now, their IT governance framework ensured that the new system aligned with their business goals of improving efficiency and customer satisfaction.
So they're seeing tangible results because their tech investments were strategic and well-aligned.
Exactly.
What about Tech Trouble?
Tech Trouble, unfortunately, falls for the hype and invests in the latest AI-powered chatbot.
Oh, no.
Without properly assessing whether it aligns with their customer service strategy.
Why?
So they end up with a very costly system that frustrates customers and doesn't integrate with their existing processes.
Ouch. That's a costly mistake.
Right.
Clearly, aligning IT with business goals is critical.
Right.
The chapter also mentions something called the balanced scorecard approach.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that for us a little?
The balanced scorecard is a framework that helps translate those big picture strategic goals into specific measurable actions.
Okay.
It looks at four key perspectives: financial, customer, internal processes, and learning and growth.
Okay, so let's say a company's financial goal is to increase profitability.
Right.
How would that translate into an IT objective using the balanced scorecard?
So they might focus on automating tasks to reduce labor costs.
Okay.
Or implement systems that optimize their supply chain management to minimize waste.
Got it.
On the customer side, a company might prioritize developing a mobile app to enhance customer engagement and satisfaction.
I see how this connects the dots between those strategic objectives and tangible IT actions.
Yeah.
What about the internal processes and learning and growth perspectives?
Internal processes could involve things like streamlining IT support systems
okay.
to resolve issues faster, which ultimately improves employee productivity and satisfaction.
Makes sense.
And for learning and growth, a company might invest in training programs to upskill their IT staff on things like cybersecurity best practices.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it reduces their vulnerability to attacks and helps protect that valuable data.
Yeah, the balanced scorecard framework seems incredibly useful for making sure that IT is truly serving the needs of the business.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a far cry from just throwing money at the latest tech trends.
For sure.
This actually makes me think about another key point that MKK raises, and it's the idea of resource optimization.
Okay.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
But it's also about managing the people.
Yes.
The financial investments behind it all.
Absolutely. You need the right people with the right skills, efficient outsourcing strategies, and a culture that fosters innovation.
Yeah.
You also need to be smart about tech investments, managing the life cycle of hardware and software, and planning for future needs.
It's like treating your IT infrastructure as a living, breathing organism that needs constant care and feeding.
I love that analogy.
Which brings us to IT portfolio management.
Yes.
I love this idea of treating IT investments like a financial portfolio.
It's a powerful way to think about it.
How so?
Just like with a financial portfolio, you want to balance risk and reward. You want to diversify your investments.
Okay.
And make sure you have a mix of short-term and long-term projects.
Can you give us some concrete examples?
Absolutely. A company might decide to invest in a new cloud-based platform.
Okay.
Which is a longer-term strategic initiative.
Yeah.
Higher risk, but potentially significant rewards in terms of scalability and efficiency.
Got it.
At the same time, they might also invest in upgrading their existing security software, which is a lower risk project with immediate benefits in protecting their systems and data.
So it's about having a balanced portfolio of IT initiatives
exactly.
that align with different time horizons and risk profiles.
And just like with a financial portfolio, you need to regularly assess the performance of your IT investments.
Yeah, makes sense.
And make adjustments as needed.
Which brings us to another key point MKK highlights, and that is the importance of measuring performance.
Right.
It's not enough to just implement new technologies.
Right.
You need to track whether they're actually delivering value.
Absolutely, and that's where KPIs come in.
Can you remind us what KPIs are again?
Key performance indicators.
Thank you.
And they're essentially metrics that help you track progress and ensure that your IT efforts are moving the needle.
Okay, so give us some examples of common KPIs in IT.
Sure. Some of the most common include things like system uptime.
Okay.
Which measures how reliably your systems are functioning.
Okay.
Response times.
Okay.
Which track how quickly systems respond to user requests.
Okay.
Project delivery times, which indicate how effectively you're meeting deadlines. And customer satisfaction scores.
Got it.
Which gauge how happy people are with the services IT is providing.
So these all seem pretty straightforward and quantitative.
Yep.
I'm sensing there's more to measuring IT performance than just crunching numbers.
You're absolutely right.
What else is there?
IT governance expert Wim van Grumbergen points out that IT performance is multidimensional.
Okay.
It's not just about the numbers.
Okay.
It's also the quality of IT processes, the skills and capabilities of the IT team.
Makes sense.
And their ability to adapt to change.
So it's not just about efficiency.
Right.
But also effectiveness and adaptability.
Exactly.
How do organizations measure those less tangible aspects of IT performance?
Well, that's where things like process audits.
Okay.
Skills assessments.
Okay.
And even employee satisfaction surveys can be really helpful.
Got it.
It's about looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Understanding how all the pieces fit together.
This actually brings to mind those real-time dashboards MKK mentions in the chapter.
Yeah.
Being able to see how things are going at a glance must be so valuable.
Dashboards are incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
They provide a wealth of real-time information.
Yeah.
Allowing IT leaders and business executive to quickly assess the health of IT operations.
So they offer insights into everything from system performance
yeah.
to project progress. Helping inform decisions about resource allocation
sure.
and priorities.
Exactly. It's like having a control panel for your entire IT infrastructure.
Love it.
You can see what's working well,
uh-huh.
what needs attention,
right.
where you might need to course correct.
I like that.
And the beauty of dashboards is they can be customized.
Oh, nice.
To track the specific KPIs that are most important to your organization.
All right, so we've talked a lot about the strategic side of IT governance.
Right.
But MKK also emphasizes the less glamorous but equally important operational aspects.
Yes.
Policies, yeah. procedures, standards.
Absolutely.
What role do they play in ensuring smooth sailing?
These are the foundational building blocks of good IT governance.
Okay.
Think of them as the rule book.
Okay.
That helps ensure consistency,
yeah.
efficiency, and accountability across the organization.
So can you give us some specific examples of what these policies, procedures, and standards might cover?
Sure. So policies establish those high-level guidelines
okay.
for things like information security, acceptable use of IT resources, data privacy,
mm-hmm.
right.
and disaster recovery.
Got it.
Procedures outline the specific steps for carrying out various IT processes.
Yeah.
Ensuring that everyone follows the same playbook.
Makes sense.
And standards define the technical specifications that must be adhered to. Things like data formats or software development practices.
It sounds like a lot of documentation.
It can be, yeah.
But I imagine it's essential for keeping everything running smoothly.
It really is, especially when you're dealing with something as complex as IT. you need clear rules and guidelines.
So it's about having a framework,
yes,
but also allowing for flexibility and adaptation as needed.
Exactly. You need to find that sweet spot for your organization.
Right.
Where you have enough structure to ensure consistency and efficiency,
yeah,
but also enough flexibility to respond to those evolving needs and technological advancements.
So it's a balancing act between having structure and being adaptable to change.
That's it.
This leads us to MKK's final point, which is the idea that IT governance is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
Right.
It's about continuous improvement. Such an important takeaway.
Why?
Because technology is constantly evolving and business needs are always changing.
Yeah, for sure.
To stay ahead of the curve, organizations need to embrace the idea of continuous improvement when it comes to IT governance.
So it's not about reaching a perfect state of IT governance and then coasting.
Right.
It's about staying on top of trends.
Yes.
Adapting to change and always striving to do better.
It's a journey of continuous learning, adaptation, and improvement.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And come back to explore the challenges and benefits of IT governance in more detail.
Sounds good.
So we've laid the groundwork for understanding what IT governance is, but now I'm curious about the implementation side. Like, how do organizations actually put these principles into action?
Yeah, it can seem daunting, but the key is to start with a clear governance framework.
Okay.
You know, this framework outlines roles and responsibilities. It establishes those decision-making processes.
Uh-huh. And it identifies those key performance indicators, those KPIs we talked about earlier.
Right. And this actually reminds me of something you mentioned before about the need for buy-in from both the IT department and the business side.
Yeah.
How do you bridge that gap and make sure that everybody's on board?
Communication is key. You need to clearly articulate the why behind IT governance.
Okay.
You know, it's not just a set of rules. It's a way to ensure that technology actually supports the organization's strategic goals.
Right.
And creates value for everyone.
So it's about painting a picture of how good IT governance benefits the entire organization, not just the tech folks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When everyone understands the benefits, whether it's, you know, improved efficiency, reduced risk, or enhance customer satisfaction,
yeah,
they're much more likely to embrace the framework and actively participate in making it work.
So once you have that framework and buy-in, then it's all about execution, right?
Yeah.
Making sure those policies, procedures, and standards are actually being followed.
Exactly. That's where ongoing monitoring and evaluation come in. You know, regular reviews of your IT governance practices,
uh-huh,
assessments of how effective your policies are,
okay,
and gathering feedback from stakeholders, all critical.
So it sounds like IT governance is less about reaching a finish line and more about just like staying on course.
Yes, precisely. It's a continuous journey of improvement.
Oh, okay.
And that brings us to, you know, some of the challenges that organizations face.
Okay, let's dig into those. What are some of those biggest hurdles?
One common challenge is resistance to change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people get comfortable with the status quo, even if it's not ideal.
I can see that.
And so introducing a new framework can disrupt familiar routines and create uncertainty.
So how can organizations overcome this resistance and encourage people to embrace that new way of doing things?
Again, it goes back to communication and involvement.
Yeah.
Involve stakeholders early on.
Yeah.
Listen to their concerns.
Okay.
And clearly articulate the benefits of that new approach.
Right.
Highlighting success stories from other organizations can also be really powerful.
Yeah, make them feel like they're part of the solution, not just being told what to do.
Right.
What are some other challenges?
A big one is resource constraints.
Like what kind?
Whether it's budget limitations.
Okay.
A shortage of skilled IT professionals.
Right.
Or just simply not enough time.
Yeah.
You know, to dedicate to these initiatives, organizations often struggle to make IT governance a priority.
So what advice would you give to organizations facing these resource challenges?
I think prioritization is key. You don't have to tackle everything at once.
Okay.
Focus on the areas where you can achieve the biggest impact.
Right.
With the resources you have available.
So being strategic.
Yeah.
Focusing on the areas where you can get the biggest bang for your buck.
Right. And don't overlook the potential of leveraging existing resources.
Like what?
For example, your internal audit team might have valuable expertise that can support IT governance initiatives.
Oh, yeah. Tap into internal expertise rather than always looking externally. Are there any other challenges we should be aware of?
Another big one is keeping pace with the ever-changing technological landscape.
Yeah, it's like trying to hit a moving target.
Exactly what worked yesterday might be obsolete today.
So how can organizations stay ahead of the curve and ensure that their IT governance practices remain relevant?
Fostering a culture of continuous learning within the IT department is essential.
Okay.
You know, encourage your team to stay up to date on the latest trends, attend industry conferences, and participate in professional development programs.
So it's about cultivating a mindset of curiosity, adaptability, and a willingness to embrace new ideas and technologies.
Exactly.
It sounds like having a team that's passionate about learning is a huge asset.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the IT team. Leaders across the organization need to be aware of these emerging technologies and how they might impact the business.
So it's a collective effort to stay informed and adaptable.
Right.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the benefits of getting IT governance right.
Okay.
You know, we've touched on a few already, but I'm sure there are many more.
There are a lot.
What are they?
Effective IT governance can lead to a whole range of positive outcomes.
Okay. Like what?
Improved business alignment, increased efficiency, reduced costs, enhanced security, better risk management, and greater innovation, to name just a few.
Okay, let's unpack some of those benefits a little bit.
Sure.
How does IT governance contribute to better business alignment?
When IT governance is done well, it breaks down silos between IT and the rest of the business.
Okay.
Technology becomes an integral part of achieving strategic objectives.
Yeah.
Not just a separate department.
So it's about creating a more cohesive and integrated organization where everyone is working towards the same goals.
Precisely. And when IT is in sync with the business, it can be a powerful driver of growth and innovation.
You mentioned increased efficiency as another benefit. How does IT governance help organizations streamline their operations?
Good IT governance promotes standardization and consistency in IT processes.
Okay.
This can lead to streamlined workflows, less redundancy, and a boost in overall productivity.
So it's about eliminating waste, making sure everyone is working together seamlessly.
Exactly.
And speaking of eliminating waste, you also mentioned reduced cost as a key benefit. How does IT governance help organizations save money?
Effective IT governance helps you get the most out of your IT investments.
Okay.
It ensures that resources are allocated wisely.
Right.
Projects stay on track and within budget.
Uh-huh.
And unnecessary expenses are avoided.
So it's a win-win. You're getting more value from your IT spending and also avoiding costly mistakes.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving money. It's also about reducing risk, which brings us to enhanced security.
Okay, security is top of mind for so many organizations these days. How does IT governance strengthen an organization's security posture?
It establishes a framework for managing IT security risks.
Okay.
This includes, you know, policies, procedures, and standards for protecting sensitive data.
Uh-huh.
Preventing unauthorized access.
Yeah.
And responding to security incidents.
So it's about having a proactive, comprehensive approach to security rather than just reacting to issues as they pop up.
Precisely. And when you have a strong security posture, you reduce the likelihood of experiencing those costly data breaches and the reputational damage that comes with them.
Yeah, that peace of mind is invaluable. Okay, let's talk about risk management more broadly. How does IT governance help organizations manage all kinds of risks more effectively?
It provides a structured approach to identifying, assessing, and mitigating risks related to IT.
Okay.
This includes establishing risk tolerance levels,
uh-huh.
developing risk mitigation plans,
okay.
and monitoring risks on an ongoing basis.
So it's like a systematic way to address risk rather than just hoping for the best.
Exactly. And by managing risks effectively, organizations can avoid costly disruptions,
yeah.
protect their reputation, and ensure business continuity.
Okay, finally, let's talk about innovation. How does IP governance, which often seems focused on, you know, control and structure, actually foster a culture of innovation?
That's a great question. By aligning IT with business goals,
uh-huh.
and providing a framework for managing risk, IT governance can actually free up IT resources to focus on innovation.
But it also creates a culture of experimentation,
oh, yeah.
where IT professionals feel empowered to explore new ideas and technologies.
So it's not about stifling creativity,
right.
but rather about creating an environment where innovation can thrive within a structured framework.
Exactly. And when you have that balance of structure and freedom, you're much more likely to develop new products, services, and processes that give you a competitive edge.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the challenges of implementation to the wide-ranging benefits of effective IT governance. Let's pause here and come back for the final part of our deep dive.
All right, welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into IT governance and management. You know, I think what's really resonated with me is that IT governance isn't just about technology. It's about people processes.
Yeah.
And ultimately creating value for the organization.
Absolutely. It's about using technology strategically.
Right.
And thoughtfully to support the overall goals of the business and in turn, you know, create value for customers, employees, and stakeholders.
So MKK really emphasizes that IT governance is an ongoing process.
Right.
It's not something you just set and forget. It requires continuous attention and adaptation. So what are some practical steps that organizations can take to make sure their IT governance practices stay relevant?
Sure. One of the most important steps is to establish a regular review cycle.
Okay.
This might involve, you know, periodic audits of your IT governance processes, assessments of your policies and procedures, and just gathering feedback from stakeholders.
Okay. So taking a step back.
Yeah.
Evaluating what's working, what's not.
Exactly.
Making adjustments as needed.
And the IT landscape is constantly evolving. Business needs are always shifting. So you need to be proactive in identifying those emerging trends and technologies that could impact your IT governance practices.
So what advice would you give to organizations that are struggling to keep up with this pace of technological change?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Oh, okay.
You know, what works for one organization might not work for another.
Right.
So it's important to find what fits your specific needs and context.
Right. Pilot new approaches.
Okay.
Gather data.
Right.
And be willing to adjust course if something isn't working.
IT governance isn't one size fits, all right?
Exactly.
It's about finding the right approach for your unique circumstances.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked a lot about IT governance at the organizational level. But I'm curious how these principles apply to individuals. I mean, we all use technology in our daily lives.
That's a great point. You know, the same principles of alignment, optimization, and continuous improvement.
Yeah.
They can absolutely be applied to our personal use of technology.
So what might personal IT governance look like?
Well, it could be as simple as setting boundaries around how much time you spend on social media.
Okay.
Being mindful of the information you share online.
Right.
Or making sure that you have strong passwords and up-to-date security software on your devices.
Taking control of our technology usage.
Exactly.
Rather than letting it control us.
Right.
So as we wrap up, what's the key takeaway you hope our listeners will walk away with from this deep dive? IT governance, whether at the organizational or individual level, is about making conscious choices about how we use technology to create value and achieve our goals.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just an IT issue. It's a business issue, a productivity issue, and even a personal well-being issue.
Well said. And if anyone wants to dive even deeper into the practical applications of IT governance, MKLK has a fantastic YouTube channel.
He does, yeah.
It's @RamKrishna477.
Yep, lots of great information there.
So as we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with a final thought. Think about your own work, your organization, or even just your personal use of technology. Where do you see opportunities to get more value from technology? What steps can you take to start aligning, optimizing, and improving your own IT governance practices?
It's a question worth pondering. You know, small changes can make a big difference in how effectively we leverage the power of technology.
That's so true. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into IT governance and management. We hope you gained some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to take control of your technological world. Until next time.